Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today. Appreciate D'Angelo Hall for hopping on with us on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. You heard it in the update there from Savannah that Jaden Daniels was not at practice, or at least at the open portion to the media.
When the media was out there.
Yeah, so we'll get the official report coming out in just a little bit.
As soon as they roll up, out there, he's going to sprint out there.
Here comes five, and maybe... Well, it'll be interesting to see exactly how much do you think earlier this week Dan Quinn said he needed to see him practice for him to get on the field on Sunday. How much do you think you need to see of that? Is it a big deal? Like if he doesn't get a full, he's limited today, that he can go on Sunday? Or is it you want to see him get a decent bit of work?
Well, I saw a post from JP earlier which talked about Friday practice. The amount of stuff they do really on the Friday is nothing compared to what you do on Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
So if Friday...
Yeah, take us through the normal practice week in terms of what you're doing.
Normally in a practice week, you know, our big days were Wednesday, Thursday. And that's when you install, like, everything. And then Friday was more or less you walk through stuff, the two-minute, things of that nature, much lighter. We got off early. And it's the same way. You know, they've changed up the way how the week is, but it's the same.
Yeah.
Friday is not that difficult because you're close to the week. You're not going to work them too much. You're trying to make sure everything is, you're going through everything where you're getting maybe your third downs and your two-minute stuff in. But the physicality has been done already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you say we're going to watch a guy and he gets practice on Friday, what do you really need to see?
Yeah, my thing too, last year Jaden would missed a significant portion of practice, I think for the Bears game. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he practiced at all that week and then got on the field. Didn't look quite as sharp, frankly, if you remember that game. The Hail Mary is obviously what stands out, but it was actually a frustrating game overall because Washington felt like they dominated the game but weren't putting up enough points to dominate on the scoreboard. But I think with the way Jaden does some of his preparation with the mental side, going through and doing the VR and some of that extra stuff, I don't need him to get the physical reps as much as I would a normal second-year guy. The only reason that would worry me a little bit is it seems like they were out of sync in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
And so him not getting any actual reps, there's no chance that they're suddenly going to be in sync if they weren't getting reps.
And I think also it's an injury that can be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a knee. And how he moves, you know, can he protect himself while he's out there? So I would understand them wanting to see him move like that.
But I don't think this news... Because,
you know, when you get in the game, that adrenaline starts to rush. Some pain you don't feel.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you go through it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're not hurt.
Yeah, yeah. So if he can get out on the field with them, that's what they want to see. But if it's anything hindering, I don't think they'll push him.
Yeah, and I don't think that this news today is all that surprising. What do you think the percentage chance that he suits up on Sunday is?
50-50.
So you still think it's 50-50?
I go 50-50.
Okay.
The thing about it is what I hear so many people try to compare their situations and other situations to professional athletes. They ain't the same.
Yeah.
We watch professional athletes get a ACL surgery and they're playing within months, 6, 7 months, 8 months, 9 months. A regular person get ACL surgery, they still walking crooked 2 years from now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I'm still
regular person.
I'm still feeling mine. I had that in 2020.
Playing some, you know, football on the weekend and may have a sprain or whatever. They still limping a month and a half, 2 months from now. An athlete could be running full speed that next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's a different pain threshold situation, and it's a different mindset. You know what I'm saying?
And they get all the treatment possible.
They get everything
possible. Round the clock.
Hell, they got some stuff out there that help things heal quicker.
Yeah.
You know, the hyperbaric chambers, the cryotherapy, all that stuff enhances healing. The average person don't have all that.
Yeah.
And damn sure don't have it 2-3 times a day.
Well, that's the thing, is sometimes we forget, like,
yeah.
You know how you go to your 9-to-5? Well, they go in and their job is to try to get healthy if they're injured, right? Like,
that's
their job. They're trying to rehab. They're attacking that as if it is their job, because it is their job to get on the field on
their
Sunday.
Their job is to go out there and make sure they're healthy, but their tool is their body.
Mm-hmm.
So constantly your whole, everything you do is about making sure you're healthy enough to get it done.
Yeah, see, I don't think I would go 50-50. I think I would go 80-20 Mariota, but I think they can get it done. Like, I'm mm-hmm. not all that worried about that. I want to get into the keys to the game if you want to hop in, 800-636-1067. We were talking about the confidence level with Mariota. I think, obviously, Mariota going out there being efficient, if he's going to ultimately be the starter, is going to be a big part of this. But to me, we can talk about offense because so much of that is going to be the focus, whether Jaden plays or not.
Mm-hmm.
This, to me, needs to be a defensive game, whether Jaden suits up or not. This is a game where, realistically, coming into this one, everyone's talking about getting the Commanders at the right time for the Raiders, right? Facing a team that's out of sync, facing a team that's potentially without their star quarterback. But I almost feel like on the flip side, you're catching the Raiders at the right time in terms of their offensive line hasn't been clicking to the point that Ashton Jeanty hasn't gotten going. I think by week 12, week 14, by the end of the year, Ashton Jeanty is going to look like the stud that was drafted in the top 10, right? He's going to look like that dude. He hasn't looked like that just yet. I don't know that it's necessarily Jeanty as much as the offensive line hasn't gotten clicking. And two, their most dynamic weapon in the passing game, Brock Bowers, I don't know what his health is. You watched him last week. He's wearing a big bulky brace on that knee. He wasn't moving quite as sharply and as fast as he normally does. So those are their two major weapons, and neither one, Bowers isn't 100%, and Jeanty hasn't really gotten started yet this year. I think the defense has to find a way to hold that team in that non-explosive offense, and I think you find a way to win this one regardless of what the quarterback
is. Biggest investments this year were in the trenches. And the trenches need to win. As Fred Smoot say, they need to win the trench warfare.
I mean, you won week one, you lost week two. Pretty simple.
So now, in the trenches, Kinlaw, Tunsil, those guys, the drafting of Connerly, Goldman, all that stuff right there, they have to win that battle. They win that battle, the rest of the stuff falls in place.
Yeah. Nikki actually pointed this out. She just tweeted this. Nikki Javala on Twitter. She tweeted a video, October 25th of 24, live shot of Jeff Driskel and Sam Hartman coming down to practice. That was the Friday before the Bears game.
Mm-hmm.
No Jaden Daniels that day. And we obviously remember him suiting up and playing in the Bears game. Not saying he's going to play, and we'll get a practice report officially a little bit later, but that's going to be something we'll monitor. If we get any updates, we'll let you know. I think Dan Quinn's going to talk to the media in just a little bit. Maybe he'll if I know anything about Dan Quinn, if we learn anything,
absolutely nothing.
He'll tell you that he is still questionable, and
it's nothing.
It's day to day, or whatever he's going to say. He's not going to definitively probably tell you whether he's in or out for Sunday,
and he shouldn't.
What are the X factor? What are the keys to the game on Sunday against the Raiders? 800-636-1067. What are the X factors for Mariota if he has to step in? What are the X factors for Jaden if he ultimately plays? 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.